into the Michigan zone and Luke Hughes. Here's Pearson now with his head up as he gets to center. Left wing pass, McGroarty. Can't catch it. Eventually rolls free and the Badgers, LeMaster. They'll send it back to Daniel Lodge with time and space to work. Ahead, Bantle chips it off the wall and down. Badgers change with 7:25 left in the second. Now trailing Michigan 3-2. Fantilli sauce pass at center. Didn't connect. Hussein Fowl whacks it to the far boards and run down by Luke Hughes. Hughes skates it right through the crease of his own net. Eric Portillo right there. Luke Hughes not afraid to stick handle in dangerous areas. Now just gave it away. DeSaint Fowl. Good back check by Brindley. Poked it free from the Badgers. Care shoots one down low. Portillo safe. He's down and out like a fish. After it now is Wisconsin Stramel. Portillo without his stick. Boy, he went spinning around and flopped down. And now Fantilli lobs it high into the air. It lands flat. And the Badgers have the puck. No icing. Wisconsin on the attack. DeSaint Fowl low right. Here comes Lucius back to DeSaint Fowl. What a great save by Portillo moving to his right. Blocker stopped by the Michigan netminder. 3-2 Wolverines here. Late second period. DeSaint Fowl shot blocked by TJ Hughes. Samuskevich got it to Duke. 3-on-3. Here's Samuskevich right wing. His shot partially blocked by Kerr. Good play. Well, there was some action there, Paul.
Sure was. Luke Hughes, you said he makes things happen, and he made things happen for Wisconsin on that one.
We've seen Corson Kuhlemans do that, too. That's what happens with high-end, skilled defensive players. Sometimes they think they can do anything, anywhere. Here's a shot by TJ Hughes, blocked by Dexheimer. But sometimes they get themselves into trouble. And we're talking, oh, there's a major collision, and right in front of the Michigan bench, Dylan Duke left his feet and smoked Sam Stang, and a penalty coming up on Michigan's Duke in a moment. Badgers have possession. Caulfield hands off Korniak to the slot, works his way left, shoots one, glove safe, Portillo, he hangs on, but the Badgers will get their fourth quartz power play of the night, and we'll take a look at video replay to determine whether or not Duke will get 2 minutes or maybe five.
We discussed it before the game of the penalties that these teams have taken. They've both taken a lot of major penalties.
Wisconsin's taken 12 this season. Michigan, 13 major infractions. 5:45 to go in the second period. Colin Kronforst's microphone doesn't work, so they're going to address the crowd or those that are here, and they'll take a look at video replay to determine whether there should be more time assessed on Duke's penalty. We haven't seen a replay here in Yost Arena as of yet. From first look, Duke left his feet and made contact high on Sam Stang, but I'm not sure if he hit his head or not. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. The replays we have, Sam Stang's got his head up looking for the fly ball.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that looks pretty good shot to the head. Very possibly. It's hard to tell. Stang already is looking up, so there's no head motion that goes backwards.
Sure.
But he jumped straight into up high, and it sure looked like it was at head height. But I don't know what the views the officials will have for this one.
They're still in the scores table trying to determine what to call here. An update from Ritter Arena. After Wisconsin had tied the score late in the second, Minnesota took the lead 3 minutes into the third and then just scored an empty netter. It looks like the Gopher women will beat Wisconsin. It's 4-2 right now. And the WCHA semifinals. And after video replay, the referee is now talking with the public address announcer so that he can let people know. We're going to find out. Here we go. Five-minute major and a game misconduct on Dylan Duke. He's done for the night. Badgers will get a five-minute power play.
Wisconsin responded at the beginning of the game after Michigan scored first. Got some power play time, but also scored a couple of even strength goals. Michigan take the game back a little bit here with a couple goals in a minute span. And here Wisconsin has a chance to take back the game a little bit and score however many times they want to try to build a lead. First tie the game, we'll take that, then try to build a lead after.
The Badgers this season have scored 6 power play goals when the opposition was assessed a major power play, or a major penalty, that is. So six power play goals and 10 chances with major penalties assessed to the opposition. Badgers win the offensive zone faceoff. Low right, Bantle pushed off balance by Pearson. Shoves the puck around to Lucius. Now Kuhlman, slow-moving pass left wing to DeSaint Fowl. Badgers down one, 5.5 minutes left in the second with an extended power play. Kuhlman's, Lucius out high right. And Cruz didn't play last weekend. Here's Bantle, low right, looking to Lucius. From the dot, shoots one off the stick of Luke Hughes. And the high glass run down by DeSaint Fowl. Force back deep, Bantle catches low right. Portillo got a stick in the way. Badgers able to hold the zone, though, as Michigan tried to clear. Kuhlman's long-range shot. That's blocked by Pearson. Ricochets far side. DeSaint Fowl taps to the left circle in Caulfield. Bumps it back to the point, and Kuhlman's swings it right side. Lucius, 4:10 left on the power play for Wisconsin. DeSaint Fowl straight away. Kuhlman's low left. Caulfield, backside right. Lucius sets and hit the near post. Oh, it ricochets right to Nolan Moyle, who sauces one over the stick of Caulfield low behind the Michigan net, and the Wolverines clear. Beautiful puck movement on that power play.
Again, Badgers get the puck down low from the aggressive umbrella coverage of Michigan. Patience by the Badgers, and found Cruz Lucius open on the far side and misses by an inch.
Badgers in the offensive zone. Tyson Jugnauth out there now, pressured by Hallam. Dexheimer tried to hold as it came trickling off the stick of Jugnauth. No luck. Badgers have to retouch. Center circle, Jugnauth. Here's Stramel. Nice catch. Malmquist now out high right. Tries to walk around. Hallam does shoot one low, and Portillo snags it with his mitt and hangs on for a faceoff. 3:23 left in the Dylan Duke 5-minute major. 4:08 to go in the second period. 3-2 Michigan.
Badgers look sharp on this power play. This small area, little passes, turn around, there's pressure, and they find their teammates and catch good catches and good passes.
Wisconsin wins the draw. Dexheimer's shot blocked off the stick of Fantilli. Ricocheted to Karinen, who got it back to Fantilli, and he'll clear. Wisconsin's Dexheimer will bring it up the middle, right through the circle. Right down the middle, Ben Dexheimer shoots one, tried to go between the pads, and Portillo stopped it, and Michigan rims it around and down. Nobody stopped Ben Dexheimer from when he picked up the puck behind the net all the way to the front of Michigan's net.
Sometimes you just take what's given, and Michigan gave him straight up the ice.
Maybe they knew that Dexheimer's yet to score a goal this season. He's got 11 points with a helper here this evening. Badgers down 3-2, still 2:40 to go on their quartz power play. Lead feed, Caulfield, immediately met by Luke Hughes. Brock able to jam the puck free to the corner. Open man, DeSaint Fowl scores his second of the game from Brock Caulfield. A power play goal. We're tied at 3.
Brock Caulfield, experienced fifth-year senior down the wing, fights off Luke Hughes, the future NHL probable star. Looks up, finds a man right open in front of the net, and Matthew DeSaint Fowl, you can tell he's been feeling it all night. He looks really confident tonight. He's playing physical when he can, and he looks super confident with the puck. This time, no mistake. Earlier, he put his head up because he missed one. This time, he didn't miss.
DeSaint Fowl matches his career high, his 10th goal this season. Brock Caulfield, the lone helper at 10:44. Caulfield, a career high with 21 points. Badgers now even with the Wolverines and still 2:20-2 to go on their power play because of the 5-minute major to Dylan Duke. DeSaint Fowl from Caulfield and Kuhlman's at 16:44. Badgers gain the zone. Caulfield had it deflect off his stick. Now Lucius with it. Open. Kuhlman's one-timer over the head of the goaltender Portillo. Now slot turnaround. Caulfield had DeSaint Fowl open backside left. Intercepted by Brindley. And he turned wildly and threw it into the benches, stopping play. 2:44 to go in the third. A 3-3 game here in Ann Arbor.
Badgers continue to look dangerous. That combination, again, Matty DeSaint Fowl involved. Cruz Lucius involved, Brock Caulfield involved.
Yep.
Good puck movement.
Badgers on their fifth quartz power play, 1-for-4 officially now. Duke being kicked out of the game for head contact. Michigan wins the defensive zone draw and flings it all the way down. 21-12 shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin against the high-flying Michigan Wolverines. Oh, a dangerous pass by Dexheimer. And Nolan Moyle takes it away. Short-handed Moyle back behind the net. forced to the corner by Jugnauth, who poke-checked the puck. Moyle tumbles down, trying to draw a penalty. Excellent work by the Michigan captain, Nolan Moyle. Now the Badgers have possession with 90 seconds left on their power play. Looking to regain the lead. Badgers were down 1-0, took a 2-1 lead, fell behind 3-2. It's now 3-3. Straightaway, Dexheimer pressured out high by Granowitz, and who poked it off his stick and out to center. Badgers have to touch up Malmquist. Jugnauth across the line. Casey immediately on him. Tyson battling for it to the corner. Stramel chops at it. Still loose in the corner. 1:45 to go in the second period. 1 minute left on the power play. It rolls along the kick plate near side. Malmquist protects. Finds an open Gordiak. Double teamed. Out to the point now. It's Dexheimer. Open man left wing. Jugnauth. Topol shoots one. And it's in the body of Portillo, who is sliding to his right and just hung on to it. Face off to come inside the Michigan zone. 48 seconds left on the Badgers power play. We're tied at three. 93 seconds left until the second intermission.
Tyson Jugnauth in the spot that he scored a few goals here the last time. A Michigan player trying to block the shot forced him to shoot it to the short side. He's hit the long slide three times the last time the Badgers were here.
Face off to the right of Portillo, won by Michigan. Brindley got the job done against Caulfield, and Karanen will send it down. Kuhlman's quickly after it. Center ice now, Lucius. Cruz Lucius across the line, pressured by Karanen, almost gave it away to Brindley. Kuhlman's protects, finds D. St. Foul, top of the left ring. Cuts low left now. D. St. Foul peels back to the point in Kuhlman's. Here's Corson just walking the line. D. St. Foul now to the slot. No place to shoot. Drops back Kuhlman's. Maddie wants it back. Instead, he goes rink wide to Lucius. Cruz Lucius comes down the right corner. Finds an open Caulfield one-timer. Stopped by Portillo. No rebound to be had. 10 seconds left on the power play. Just under a minute to go here in the second. 3-3.
Again, the Badgers finding room down low and back up into the slot. That's got to be the third or fourth time they got the goal the last time, and Matthew D. St. Foul in that spot. This time Portillo was there. The puck kind of went into his chest, and he held on for a good rebound control.
Lindmark, Horbach, Erdahl, Kuhlman's, and Kerr out there. This is not a power play unit, even though there's 10 seconds left in it. Lindmark won the draw. Horbach finds an open man left circle. Erdahl shoots one off the chest of Portillo. Reaching for it, Lindmark spun it around far side, but it reached Samuskevich. Michigan back at full strength. Samuskevich bowled over by Erdahl, and a penalty on the Badgers sophomore Zach Erdahl. I'm not sure if that was... Wow. Thought he hit him side to side, but not what Colin Cronfors said. So after the five-minute major to Duke is now expired, Wisconsin 1-for-5 on the power play, and now Erdahl gets the gate at 19-11.
Call a check from behind on Erdahl coming in. Michigan player went kind of head first towards the boards. He was angled, so he didn't touch the boards at all. But it is 5 power plays for Wisconsin and now 2 for Michigan.
Erdahl at 19-11, checking from behind. Badgers won the defensive zone faceoff and sent it down. Fantilli's out there with Samuskevich at center ice. Lindmark on him, spun him around with his stick. Now straightaway Fantilli, open man left wing. Luke Hughes finds Fantilli, he scores! Power play goal from Michigan, and just like that, the Wolverines back on top.
Wow, that's pretty spectacular play by Michigan. First, I thought Wisconsin might have gotten an extra penalty on a little hook that spun around, but Luke Hughes drew 2-3 Badgers, and Fantilli on the far side just waited. Hughes found him on the far side, and similar to a goal he scored earlier.
Yep.
Cross-ice pass, and Kyle McClellan can't get over in time, and one shot, and Michigan has a lead back.
4-3, Fantilli from Luke Hughes and Gavin Brindley at 19:41. Wow, this has been a heck of a 40 minutes. Several lead changes. Face off at center, won by Michigan. Here's Edwards at center. 12 seconds left. Wide right, Moyle throws one in on goaltender McClellan, who just gobbles it up and hangs on for a faceoff. 8.7 seconds left of the period. Badgers led 2-1 after one, but the Wolverines have scored 3 here in the second to Wisconsin's 1. 4-3 advantage for Brandon Nerado's squad. faceoff to McClellan's left. T.J. Hughes, their best faceoff man, about 56% against Wisconsin's Charlie Stramel. They drop the puck. Badgers with possession. Orlicky rims it around. Lucius can't play it off the wall. 3 seconds left. It's out at center. That'll do it for period number two. So the Michigan Wolverines rally from down a goal after one to tie it. Seamus Casey at 10:22, his fifth of the year. Then Adam Fantilli, the rookie sensation, put the Wolverines on top with his 21st of the year at 11:26. Badgers pulled even on a power play goal from Matthew DeSaint-Fowl, his second of the game. He's got 10 goals this season at 16:44. But then Fantilli scored again, this time on a power play at 19:41. And after two, it's Michigan 4 and Wisconsin 3. We'll take a break and be back here in just a bit from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Attract a wide variety of birds to your yard with Enchanted Garden Bird Food. We carry a great selection of high-quality blends with sunflower, millet, and other grains to ensure only the best for your backyard friends. Get a 20-pound bag of Enchanted Garden sunflower seeds for just $14.99 after 11% off now at Menards. Good through March 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check? Visit UW Health, the #1 orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss? The #1 hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better,
for worse,
in sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend,
partner,
child,
parent,
neighbor,
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
After two here in Ann Arbor, Michigan leads Wisconsin 4-3. Game one of a best-of-three first-round series to start the Big Ten tournament. Shots on goal in that period, 12-8 in favor of the Badgers. 24-14, Wisconsin leads shots on goal against one of the highest-scoring teams in the country. But of the 14 shots Michigan's taken on Kyle McClellan, they've scored four times. And again, Seamus Casey scored in that second period, even strength. And then Adam Fantilli even. And then a power play from Fantilli as well. Michigan, five penalties, 21 minutes now. That five-minute major against Dylan Duke cost them a power play goal, but no more than that. And then they again regained the lead. Badgers have taken two minors for 4 minutes. Wisconsin, 1-for-5 on the power play, 10 shots on goal in 11 minutes. We talked about it with Tony Granato prior to the series. We talked about it all week, how important special teams would be. Michigan's penalty kill had been struggling. Wisconsin's power play, again, one power play goal out of five, that's 20%, not bad. But, boy, they look better, like they could have scored two or three more, you know?
They could have, and you need to against Michigan, who's going to score a lot of goals most likely in the game. And, you know, they look good. That top power play unit looks really good right now. Matthew D. St. Fowl looks like he's playing extremely confident tonight. He's been good for a while, but tonight especially. And, again, you're into the third period. It's a one-goal game, and you're playing against one of the highest-scoring teams in the country. You got to keep playing how you're playing. It's been two great shots by Michigan and two three-on-two and a power play goal. So it hasn't been any. It's been a lot of creative of what Michigan does and why they're good, not Wisconsin making mistakes.
All right. Badgers' best period this season has been the third period, so we'll see if that's the case here again tonight in this playoff series opener. Michigan 4, Wisconsin 3. Back in 2 minutes, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
In Wisconsin, Badger Hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
V This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Opening night of the Big Ten tournament in South Bend, Notre Dame leads Michigan State by the score of 1-0. That's after two periods of play. And Ohio State, three goals in the second period. Buckeyes, a 4-0 lead on Penn State after two periods in Columbus. And just shortly ago, Minnesota beat Wisconsin 4-2 in the WCHA semifinals in Minneapolis. So the Gophers will play top-ranked Ohio State for the auto bid in the WCHA tomorrow afternoon. The Wisconsin women head back to Madison. Selection Sunday for the NCAA tournament is coming up tomorrow afternoon. Here the Badgers trail Michigan 4-3. Wisconsin 1-19 this season when trailing after two periods, but this is the first game of the postseason. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 23. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 38. Overcast skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 21. About an inch of snow Sunday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
W Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Wisconsin Hockey also brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. Brian Posick and Paul Capobianco here in Ann Arbor. Badgers trail Michigan 4-3 in the opening game of this best of three Big Ten tournament series. Michigan won the draw and deflects the puck at center into the Badger bench, I think, near Nate LaPointe. Think we're all good. Faceoff coming up in neutral ice, 7 seconds into the third. Again, a 4-3 Michigan lead. Adam Fantilli scored twice in the second period for Michigan. Matthew DeSaint Fowle has scored twice in this game for Wisconsin.
And Rucker McGroarty there having a pretty good conversation with the Badger bench. I assume talking about the snowstorm right now.
They were calling for 6 to 12 inches of snow here, and when it first came down, it just nice soft flakes. And then the wind picked up, and it was sleet. And then on the way here to the rink, it was just all snow. Michigan wins the center ice faceoff. Here's Luke Hughes from his own zone. The center off the stick of Fantilli. Walked around Lindmark. And now Brindley with his shot partially deflected by Lodge. Ricochets to McGroarty. Quickly out to the point he goes. Hughes, left-hander, faces the net now. Cuts to his left. Shoots one low. Missed the net. McClellan knocked off balance. Now he's back up on his skates. Michigan holds. Look out. Hughes again. Backside right. Brindley. That pass got caught up in his skates. Brindley stick handling with it. Left circle. Turnaround shot fought off by McClellan. Rebound there. McClellan just got knocked down by Adam Fantilli, who's holding his head. A penalty coming up on Wisconsin here in a moment. Fantilli back up on his skates. Michigan with possession of the puck. Extra skater for the Wolverines. They've got it. Sam Iskevich backside right. Fantilli stopped by McClellan. He covers. Whistle blows. Power play coming up for the Wolverines.
Power play for the Wolverines, but I think it was Luke LeMaster that saved a goal after the penalty. Puck was loose there. He got a stick on it right before a Michigan player had an empty net to put it in.
Daniel Lodge gets the gate.
Say Luke Hughes, again, he's almost been a decoy tonight. When he has the puck, he skates towards the net, looks like he's going to shoot, and he, again, blind pass or kind of a no-look pass across to a teammate for a one-timer. This time, Kyle McClellan was able to stop it.
55 seconds into the third period, the time of the penalty to Daniel Lodge. Third power play of the night now for Michigan. Wisconsin wins the draw. Lodge for interference, they'll say.
Edwards in his own zone tried to make a pass and whiffed. Dominic Mersch didn't expect it, otherwise he would have had the puck right in front of the net.
Here comes Michigan. Edwards will jam it down deep, right corner. It rolls, now kick back. Anthony Kerr after it, tried to force a pass through traffic, came free. Tough pass by Vorlicki up the middle off the stick of Caulfield, then off Mersch, and Michigan able to hold. They'll dump it deep. Vorlicki able to get the angle on Hallam, kind of pitched it to the corner, and the Badgers able to clear it all the way down. Hard work for the Badgers.
I'll say Brock Caulfield got the puck in the corner, put it towards the slot for Dominic Mersch to swipe it out.
Sam Iskevich now on him. Kuhlemans, he reached for it. Sam Iskevich cuts in right side, but the puck crawls off his stick. Able to get it off to Brindley behind the net. Sauces it to the left circle. McGroarty, left-hander, out to the point he goes. And Hughes, backside Fantilli, one-timer, missed the net. Brindley gathers it in, holds the zone. Little right-hander down behind the cage. McGroarty looking for it. Fantilli again, top of the right circle. Fantilli drops it back to the point in Luke Hughes. Hughes may be a decoy, but he is exceptional. 9 goals, 36 points this season after a tremendous freshman year when he had 17 goals from the blue line. Here's Fantilli now. Plenty of time left on the power play, 30 seconds. Fantilli, right circle, shot blocked by a spinning Kuhlemans. Fantilli then worked the puck away from Lindmark and fired around the boards, but too strongly, and it forced Michigan all the way back into its own zone. Badgers able to change their penalty killers.
And Michigan keeps their guys out there.
Here comes Hughes flying into the offensive zone. Puck loose in the slot. Sam Stang able to chop at it to the near wall. Chases it down. Stick candles and finds an open man. Mersch backpedaling. Short-handed. Little slow-moving backhanded shot. Mersch got it on goal and then accidentally ran into Portillo, who went down very easily. No penalty call. Badgers back at full strength. A shot by McGroarty on the attack as Michigan was changing. Stopped by McClellan. 4-3 Wolverines, 3 minutes gone by here in the third.
Big kill there for Wisconsin, obviously, with Michigan scoring late in the second period.
Oh, bouncing puck in front of the Michigan cage. A turnaround backhand shot by D. St. Foul went wide. Now it pinballs around at center. Granowitz has it, and he'll heave it into the Wisconsin zone to our right. LeMaster after it. He's got some time. Up the wall to Lucius. Spins a pass out of the reach of Stramel, but eventually Charlie caught up to it, dumped it in. Portillo out of his net, rims it around right to the stick of De St. Foul, tried to fire it at the cage, but fanned on it. Now Granowitz, breakout pass. Here comes Sestapa, right wing, and that just came right off his stick. De St. Foul picked up the loose change. Wisconsin's Lucius to our left across the line. Cuts to the slot. Nice pass underneath two defenders. Backhand stopped by Portillo. Hat trick bid by Matthew D. St. Foul. Where's the puck? Portillo's down on his belly. No whistle until now. Oh, what a great pass. Right through traffic between two guys and found the stick of D. St. Foul.
I don't know. D. St. Foul got behind the Michigan D. I think Estapa was right with him during the play. And he let him go.
D. St. Foul got that shot off. The pad, the right pad of Portillo remained on the ice. We're looking at Replay from overhead. Did the puck go across the goal line? It does not appear as if it did. The whistle eventually blew. And even though when Portillo got up, the puck was across the goal line, after we just looked at video replay from above, it does not look like the puck went across the line until after the whistle had been blown. Ever so slightly. May have been hanging right there on that goal line. Face off to the right of Portillo. Badgers down one, 4 minutes into the third period. Michigan wins the defensive zone faceoff. Hallam almost coughed it up as he tried to come out of his own end. Now he gets his skates moving and finds Nazer right back to Hallam. And he goes back to the left side. Pass was intended for Ciccolini. Didn't get through. He had a chance to shoot as he came right down the middle on that give and go. Mantle now takes a cross check to the back by Ciccolini. No penalty call. Poked free. Here comes Wisconsin. Here comes Michigan's Nazer. Cut off by Vorlicki, who just took the puck right from him. Ciccolini now at center. Got it through to Hughes. Luke Hughes, toe pull, shot. That's off balance and wide. Ciccolini after it, asking for it. Hallam, he's able to direct it to Hughes. Shoots one low, stick save made by McClellan. Ricocheted out to the right wing wall, and Hallam spins it back to the corner. Vorlicki took out Nazer. And now it rims around to the near side. Nazer still poking for it. Vorlicki reaching for it. Nazer goes down. Ciccolini jammed it free, and now it's poked free, and here's Korniak. He's going to try to chase it down and get to the net. Doesn't have an angle yet. Now he's got a goal line right. But the puck slowed down. He just couldn't catch up to the puck in time to get one towards the cage. Long range shot by Tyson Jugnoff off Portillo and out of play. And then Portillo up out of his crouch screaming at his teammates. Wow.
Loose puck up the boards. It started with, you see Jack Gorniak going for a puck behind the D, and you're looking for a breakaway, but it got a little too deep in the zone for Gorniak to pick it up and get to the net, unfortunately. And then Tyson Jugnoff, who's been magic on that left point here in Michigan, makes a little dangerous, harmless-looking shot turn into something.
Face off to the right of Portillo, won by Michigan. Out to center, but Kerr catches up to it and puts it right back into the Michigan zone. But now the Wolverines possess again. Holds to Fantilli, spinning pass intended for McGroarty. Bouncing a little bit too much for him. Kerr, nice job, took a hit, but got the pass off to Horbach. Now to Lindmark, one-on-one with Karinen. Wide right, Owen tries to lean in. Good defense by Karinen. Now a pass in front for Erdahl. His shot stopped by Portillo, who's made three or four dazzling saves here in the latter part of the second. Early here in the third.
Yeah, I had my hands raised thinking that Zach Erdahl was going to tie the game again.
Lindmark with it, and a long lead feed intended for Erdahl. He accidentally iced the puck. 14-13 to go in the third. Michigan leads Wisconsin 4-3. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, features and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes and more. Face off to the left of Kyle McClellan. He's faced only 18 shots on goal tonight. 4-3 Michigan. Lindmark against TJ Hughes, two of the better faceoff men in the Big Ten. And Michigan wins the draw. Samuskevich, open man Casey, back pedals left circle. His shot blocked by Horbach. No one knows where it is. It bounces down and Lodge finds it. He'll clank it off the glass and it goes rolling back Michigan's way. And Edwards hustling after it for the Wolverines. Rink-wide pass, Erdahl heading for a change. Lucius able to gather it in. Throws it back to the Wisconsin zone in Lotch. Headmans for D. St. Foul, and he'll dump it down in. Lucius in on the forecheck with help from Stramel. Put it in front. Here's D. St. Foul. He scores a hat trick for MDSP. We're tied in Ann Arbor.
Wow. Puck just turned over behind the net, and Matthew D. St. Foul was just kind of trailing the play to see if anything developed. Cruz Lucius picked it up, put the puck through a defenseman's legs out to Matthew D. St. Foul, who could have five goals tonight, but he has three.
6:20, the time of Matthew D. St. Foul's third goal of the night. He's got 11 this season, a career high. And the Badgers and the Wolverines tied at four with 13:40 to go.
First hat trick for the Badgers since Cole Caulfield in 21. First here in Ann Arbor since Michael Mersch back in 2014 in a 5-2 victory for Wisconsin.
D. St. Foul from Lucius at 6:20. Mike Vorlicki strong with Ciccolini, who fought through the check in the near corner, put one in front, no one there for Michigan. Luke Hughes got it jammed away by Mersch, and the Badgers have a 2-on-0 to our left. Mersch, Malmquist trailing, Mersch shoots and scores! Dominic Mersch, a breakaway, beats Portillo! 5-4 Wisconsin here in the third.
Wow. He just was out. He was all out. He was, didn't wait for his teammate. Picked the spot, put it up above the shoulder. A goal scorer right there. Dominic Mersch looking like Michael Mersch scoring the hat trick in 2014.
First goal in 27 games for Dominic Mersch. It comes at 6:39. From 4-3 to 5-4 in a matter of 19 seconds. Michigan with the puck. Brindley. Right wing, defended by Lodge, forced him behind the net. Then he wipes out, centering pass off the stick of Lindmark. Look out, chance in tight. McGroarty to Fantilli. They never get a shut off.
Daniel Lodge just, I think, got a piece of Fantilli or the stick and broke up a shot, which looked like it could have been a really good chance.
Michigan on the attack again. Look out, Brindley with it. Are they onside? Apparently so. Brindley's pass intended for Holtz, the defenseman, ahead of the play. Didn't get through. Wisconsin's Bantle stole the puck from Karinen. Knocks him down. No penalty. Here comes Michigan's Fantilli. Stick handling low left or low right. A backhand shot went off the shoulder of McClellan and to the far corner. Now the Badgers, have they iced the puck? No, it's on goal. Portillo will drop it off for Edwards. A 5-4 Wisconsin lead, 12 and a half minutes left in regulation. Stang steals it center, bumps it to the near side. Gorniak chased it down. Gorniak shoulder to shoulder with Edwards. Casey trailing and gobbled up the puck and turns and starts the rush the other way. Right-handed defenseman across the line now. Nazer back to Casey, an aerial feed. He knocked it down, but it slid through the near side crease to the corner. T.J. Hughes now snaps off a pass to the slot to Wolverines in the vicinity and knocked free. Stang almost poked it free. Otherwise, he would have had a breakaway. Now Gorniak low left shoots one. Stick save made by Portillo. Jack followed it up, carried it to the corner. Here's Stramel now in a whistle. And they'll say a hand pass on Wisconsin's Gorniak to Stramel, stopping play. 11:54 to go in the third. A 5-4 Wisconsin lead. They've outshot Michigan 33-19.
That last play, Jack Gorniak using his speed down the wing, gets the shot. The puck went and bounced right to him coming around the net. He picked it up, put it down on the ice to try to play it to himself. He never got a stick on it, and Kelly Stramel got it first.
Michigan wins the faceoff at center. Pearson up the middle, Luke Hughes. Hughes to Granowitz, directs it into the Wisconsin zone. Borlicki looks over his left shoulder. That's where Estapa came from. Now Granowitz put his head down, and DeSaint Foul flies over and knocks it off his stick. Good battle far side, Dexheimer and Moyle. Nolan Moyle, the senior, throws it out to the right point, and Pearson couldn't catch. Hustling after a DeSaint Foul. He wants more than three, but kick back to center. And Moyle throws a wild pass by the Michigan bench. There's Marcus Estapa now with it. 4 goals, 11 points for Estapa this season. He had 2 goals against the Badgers in a 4-2 win at the Kohl Center back in December and hadn't scored a goal since. Marcus Estapa. 11 minutes to go. Centering pass by Moyle. No one there for Michigan. Lucius tried to get a little cute to sauce across to Bantle, but turned it over. But then he retrieves the puck deep in the Wisconsin zone and throws it back to center. Michigan gets a change, flying in Hallam right wing. Borlicki on him, backhand shot wide by Jackson Hallam. Erdahl quickly after it, and able to lift it up off the boards and all the way down. Now a whistle and a stoppage in play. And I'm not sure what they called there, actually. You see what they called?
I think it maybe hit one of the Badgers on the bench on the clear up the glass.
All right.
It looked like the sign the official gave, and that the puck comes back into the defensive zone for Wisconsin.
5-4 Badgers lead, 10:39 to go. Game 2 of this best of 3 series tomorrow night at 6 o'clock Central with pregame at 5:30 on the Badgers Sports Network. A game 3, if necessary, same time on Sunday. Face off to the right of Kyle McClellan. 33-19 shots on goal in favor of the Badgers, who have 2 goals here in the third to erase a 4-3 deficit. Badgers able to win the puck out to center. Carson Bantle with help from Jack Horbach. Down in the far right corner. Oh, Bantle just bowled over the defenseman Edwards. No penalty call. Looked like a clean hit, actually. And now here's Jack Horbach. Sidesteps Fantilli near the Michigan bench. Pass by Lemaster. Didn't get through to Lindmark. Brindley with it now on the attack, but Lemaster with his stick in the way. Brindley behind the net. Good poke check by Lodge. Tried to scoop it along for Lemaster. Centering pass came free. Look out, McGroarty. Oh, nice blocker save made by McClellan. Rebound controlled by Lindmark. He'll heave it ahead. Can DeSaint Fowl beat Casey to the puck? They're going to wipe out icing as DeSaint Fowl got back high on the net. Matthew DeSaint Fowl looking. Centering pass, hoping to hit Stramel. Ricocheted out to Kuhlemans now. Left wing, Kuhlemans, tough angle pass, got through, DeSaint Fowl chops at it. He's on one knee, can't get it on goal. Lucius then knocked off balance, but maintains possession, then throws a wild pass to the middle of the ice, taken away by Michigan. Lead feed, Hallam, step for step, it's Anthony Kerr. He roughs him up and pounds him into the far boards. Anthony Kerr, centering pass, stolen by Kuhlemans in front of the Wisconsin net. Outlet pass intended for Stramel, gobbled up by DeSaint Fowl, and he'll fire it in and change. 9:20 to go in the third, 5-4 Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin, they're playing simple right now, and they're getting the puck in there, and they're making sure it gets out of the blue line, over the blue line, before they do anything.
Here's Pearson now, the defenseman deep. Borlicki slows him down, cuts underneath him, wins the puck free for Sam Stang. Stang out to center, knocked down by Samuskevich to his stick. Poke check by Caulfield. Then Gorniak knocked it into the Michigan zone. Samuskevich again, he scored the first goal of the game, a minute 30 in. Here he is across the line, same spot, firing one, and McClellan gloved it and hung on. Got a timeout on the ice with 8:52 to go in the third. It's Wisconsin 5, Michigan 4 in this Big Ten tournament opener. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Energy. Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, sign up for the annual Crazy Legs Classic Saturday, April 29th. Join us on the Capitol Square for the 8K run or 2-mile walk and finish on the field inside Camp Randall Stadium. Save on registration when you sign up before April 1st. For more details, visit CrazyLegsClassic.com. Two goals in the third period, one from Matthew DeSaint Fowl at 6:20. Then Dominic Mersch, a breakaway 19 seconds later. The Badgers lead fourth-ranked Michigan 5-4, 8:51 left on the clock. Face-off inside the Wisconsin zone to the left of Kyle McClellan. Owen Lindmark won the draw from T.J. Hughes, and the Badgers send it out to center. Loose puck at center, picked up by Horbach, finds Bantle, but then knocked off his stick by Luke Hughes. And then Hughes took a hit and heaved the puck to the near wall, trying to hit Samuskevich, no luck. T.J. Hughes with it at center ice, and now Casey in the Badgers' Caulfield pestering him. Samuskevich across the line, tried to sauce for Hughes, knocked down by Lodge, taken away by Horbach, tried to turn and clear. It got knocked down near the front of the Badgers' net. Thankfully, nothing transpired from there, and here comes Gorniak now, and he'll poke it down deep into the Michigan zone. 8:15 to go. A 5-4 Wisconsin lead.
A couple of close calls there. Wisconsin trying to clear the puck. Bounced in front of the slot, then in front of the goal.
Michigan hammers it in. Badgers first to the puck. Corson Kuhlemans a lot of ice to take, and he will. Pass ahead, caught with a backhand by Stang. Knocked off balance, but chased it down to the corner. Double teamed is Stang below the goal line to the right of the goaltender. Portillo, the big 6'6" netminder, who's down on his knees, now back up on his skates. The Badgers dump it down deep again. Kerr behind the cage, ricocheted to the left wing wall. The Badgers' Kuhlemans able to hold. Banks it ahead, found its way to Stramel. Pitched a pass over to the right wing, gobbled up by Stang. Fires one in on goal, and Portillo stopped it and gave up no rebound. A faceoff inside the Michigan zone with 7:32 to go in the third. A 5-4 Wisconsin advantage.
Wisconsin doing the same in the offensive zone now. They're getting the pucks at the point, and they're making sure it gets back down behind the goal line. Corson Coolman's did it there. Then actually Sam Steng was headed to the bench on that last play for a line change, and the puck ended up right in his feet, and his stick turned around and took a shot onto the net.
Oh, and Lindmark has been fantastic in the faceoff circle tonight. Offensive zone draw this time. Unfortunately, won by Michigan. Here's Luke Hughes. Drop pass off to McGroarty. Backside Brindley. Slot fires one over the blocker of McClellan behind the net. He may have gotten a piece of it. Centering pass now by Brindley, taken away by Daniel Lotch. Good strong play by the sophomore defenseman. Luke Hughes held his own. Bantle with his long reach knocked it free. And it's loose now, and Lotch has it. And the Badgers, LeMaster in his own zone. Pressured a bit by Brindley, able to backhand it ahead to Bantle, who does the right thing and dumps it in to the left corner. Under 7 minutes left, 5-4 Wisconsin in this Big Ten tournament opener. Pearson, left wing, Brindley across the line. Two Badgers on him. Escape move left wing. Sauce across. Run down by Casey to the corner. Vorlicki immediately converges on him. Casey turns and dumps it behind for Fantilli. Centering pass, try to throw it off the goaltender. It got a piece of McClellan, and then the Badgers able to clear it out through neutral ice. Adam Fantilli's got a pair of goals tonight. Both came in the second period when Michigan erased a 2-1 deficit and took a 4-3 lead to the locker room. And a wrister by Hallam, easily gloved by McClellan. He snags it and hangs on with 6:25 to go in the third. 5-4 Badgers.
Badgers will take that. A rush shot. Glove saved by McClellan. Holds on. Get the faceoff. Brock Caulfield, we talk about Owen Lindmark being in the faceoff. Brock Caulfield's been kind of under the radar all year, but he's right up there in the top 10 in the Big Ten.
Yeah, he's about 56%. He's won 6 of 17 tonight. Lindmark's won 15 of 27. Michigan won the draw this time. Ricochets to the far corner. Badgers can't clear. Long-range shot got through. McClellan with a knee save. It ricocheted free. TJ Hughes was around now hustling after it. Steng, potential break for Sam Steng. Comes in, tries to backhand. He got a piece of it. Did Portillo, but from behind, Steng interfered with. A slash on Michigan. Badgers are going to get a quartz power play. Dominic Mersch asking the referee, should there be a penalty shot? They'll say no. Edwards trailing, slashing Steng. He tried to pull it and get a backhander off. Portillo with a nice poke check, but Edwards with a slash, and the Badgers go on a power play, leading 5-4, 6:07 left.
And Michigan pressing to tie the game. We've seen some opportunities here. Pucks behind them. It started with actually when the game was tied, and Dominic Mersch went on a breakaway to score, but Jack Gorniak had a puck behind that he had a chance on. That one, Sam Steng skated on and got a partial breakaway and drew a penalty.
Face off to the left of Portillo. And it's won by Michigan. Look out. Got to hustle back. Luke Hughes trying to dart around DeSaint Valley. Does. Man open to the slot. Oh, nice sliding play by Corson Kulemans, preventing the pass to Nolan Moyle, who was wide open to the right of McClellan. He just went down to his belly and intercepted it with his right hand. Wow. Now a steal. Look out. Another chance. 2-on-1. Fantilli pulls the trigger in. McClellan with a right pad save. Badgers turn and go to our left. 3-on-2 on a power play. Bantle takes the middle of the ice. Shoots one blocked and cleared now by Michigan.
Badgers, obviously Michigan has an offensive mindset here on this penalty kill. The Badgers have to catch up and realize that.
Wisconsin quickly out of its own end. Dexheimer to center. Left wing Bantle now. Reef feeds Dexheimer. Tried to get a backhander off, but he was cut off by Karanen, who poked the puck away. And Dexheimer went hard into the end boards and is very slow coming back. Look out. Brindley now behind the net. Centering pass intended for Karanen. Intercepted by Wisconsin's Dexheimer. Pass towards the stick of Stramel. Cut off a bit by Holtz. He goes shoulder to shoulder far corner. Fantilli throwing his body around, but jugged off now with it. Badgers set up on the quartz power play, leading 5-4 under 5 minutes left. Jugged off left wing. Shoots one. Hit the left pad of Portillo, who was leaning right. I'm not sure he saw the shot. Here's Malmquist now. Top of the right circle. Down low left, Stramel shoots one, stops. Stramel again, open man, Malmquist can't get a shot off. Now Dexheimer tees one up, missed the net. Jugnoth with it, 30 seconds left on the power.